joining me here on the WadeFord.com expert hotline right now. What's up, Rick? How you doing?
Hey, Tim. Doing good. How are you tonight?
Very good. Appreciate you taking the time, too, at this this oddball hour as well. So, South Carolina, they've beaten Georgia for three consecutive seasons. And considering that an 0-2 hole would be akin to a ruined season for Georgia, do you feel that maybe head coach Steve Spurrier thinks he's got the Bulldogs in like a maybe dangerous must-win situation here, that they might be a little more game than usual?
Oh, he knows that the crowd is going to be fired up in Athens on Saturday. And you have to realize that if Georgia loses this game, I mean, basically you're saying their season is probably a tank. You know, it's not going to be over, but it's going to be really difficult for them to bounce back from that. But Coach Spurrier reminded us today that Georgia lost to the Gamecocks the previous 2 years and still wound up winning the Eastern Division. But with a much tougher schedule this year, I don't know if they'll be able to make that happen a third straight year.
Yeah, and people have been out of their minds about it. I mean, I just got back in town from being away for the Labor Day weekend, saw that game on Saturday, and I've been trying to at least settle people's emotions a little bit tonight since I've been back, because it's one game. I understand. I mean, it can certainly hurt things here, but we still have this game on Saturday, and UGA fans have been like basket cases throughout the evening and through the weekend since that loss. But looking forward to this game on Saturday. As far as strategy is concerned, you know, after the game that Todd Gurley had 12 carries, 155 yards, do you think that the defensive coordinator Lorenzo Ward going to be putting eight in the box a lot on Saturday, trying to force Aaron Murray to beat them?
Well, they're definitely going to be targeting Gurley. Everyone was impressed with his performance against Clemson, so I would say yes, they're definitely going to try to stack it up against Gurley. And after watching what happened with Aaron Murray against Clemson's defensive line, they let him get sacked four times, and South Carolina's defensive line is probably a little bit better than Clemson's. And Clowney is going to be out to prove everyone that there's nothing wrong with him and that he was just having some problems with him last week against North Carolina. So I think he's going to be fired up and ready to go and possibly put Aaron Murray on his back a couple of times.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. And talking to Rick Henry, sports director for WIS-TV in Columbia, South Carolina, previewing the Bulldogs-Gamecocks showdown in Athens on Saturday. And what I meant was with what happened with Jadeveon Clowney in that 27-10 win over North Carolina on Thursday. Only three tackles, held without a sack, looked visibly tired in the game, and was too much made here, Rick, about conditioning, the weather conditions in Columbia last week, or have we maybe all overhyped this kid?
Well, it was the hottest day of the summer last Thursday when they played North Carolina. It's been unseasonably cool here, and when you don't work out in the heat and you don't give yourself a chance to get acclimated to it, the first time you have to get out in it, you're going to struggle a little bit, because by all reports, Clowney had a good off-season of conditioning. He dropped some weight. He ran a 4.46 40, and just the week of the game, Coach Spurrier was talking about how Clowney was leading the linemen when they were doing their wind sprints. So I think it was just a combination of heat, plus he said he had a stomach bug and really didn't eat that much on game day. So I think you're going to see the real Jadeveon Clowney. And I saw him scrimmage probably 2 weeks before the season opener, and South Carolina's offensive linemen could not block him. And you would think if there are some guys who would know his moves and would know how to slow him up a little bit would be the Gamecocks' offensive lineman, but they hardly touched him during that scrimmage. He looks quicker than ever. So, yeah, I think people are making too much out of what happened against North Carolina.
And talk a little bit about that and that, how he looked in the scrimmage, and more about really the offensive line, because to me that was really the glaring weakness in Georgia that stood out in that loss to Clemson on Saturday night. Emotions, I would think, are going to be running pretty high for this game on Saturday, and with that usually comes penalties. That Georgia line looked shaky against Clemson, and now having to face a guy like Jadeveon Clowney, you say that he was ripping those guys to shreds in practice. Are you expecting to see a lot of yellow on the field, you think, for holding in this game on Saturday?
Well, Clowney always complains that he gets held on just about every play. And if you don't double and triple team him, about the only way you're going to stop him is to hold him and drag him down, because the 3 years that he's been on campus, South Carolina's offensive linemen really haven't been able to block him. And there have been scrimmages, practices where they're just sitting down because he's disrupting their offense. As a matter of fact, after that scrimmage where he was just, it looked like he was going against air. Steve Spurrier said that he thought the offensive linemen, they were practicing like they were afraid of Clowney. And so the week of the season opener, he was asked if the offensive line had improved. And he said, yeah, they have, except when Clowney's in there. He said they caught a few pass plays, and they couldn't do anything against him. And you saw what happened against North Carolina. Third play of the game, and Connor Shaw throws a 65-yard bomb to Shaq Rowland. And the offense looked much better than they did during that scrimmage and during some other practices during this preseason. So I really expect to see Clowney put on a show.
Hey, it's Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, Overtime with Jim Murray, getting a preview of the Bulldogs-Gamecocks game. Courtesy of Rick Henry, sports director for WIS-TV in Columbia, South Carolina. Obviously getting a bit of a South Carolina perspective of this game. And talk a little bit more about Connor Shaw, if you would, Rick. Offensively, with the game that Taj Boyd just had against this young Georgia secondary, do you expect a big day from Shaw, or do you think Gamecocks are going to try to have a more balanced attack in this one?
Well, he threw the ball well in the preseason. I thought he was throwing the deep ball extremely well. And again, like I just mentioned, he went deep on the third play of the game against North Carolina. And South Carolina, they have two very capable quarterbacks. Dylan Thompson, a junior, he started two games last year when Shaw was hurt, won them both. And he came in against North Carolina, threw only one pass, and that went for a touchdown. But Connor Shaw is clearly the starter because he also has that extra dimension of being able to run the football effectively. So with the receivers that they have some young receivers, but they're a very talented group. So I could see Connor Shaw putting up some good numbers against that Georgia secondary.
Now, Gamecocks came out of that game on against North Carolina relatively injury-free, but sprained ankle for the starting center, Cody Waldrop. What's the latest there?
As far as Cody Waldrop goes, Coach Spurrier mentioned him today. I think he's going to be able to go, but as you said, South Carolina relatively injury-free after the opener. And one thing Coach Spurrier has done over the past few years is build up the depth of South Carolina. 2 years ago, he asked me right before the season opener, I just celebrated my 25th anniversary here at WIS. Oh. If I'd ever seen this much depth here for the Gamecocks, and I told him, no. I said, this is by far the deepest South Carolina team I've ever seen. And he said, that's what we're trying to do. If you look back at the past 2 years, Marcus Lattimore missed 10 games because of those knee injuries. They only lost one of those games. Again, when Connor Shaw, starting quarterback, went down last year, they won both of those games. So he can just plug people in and continue to roll right along.
Well, 25 years at WIS, I mean, that alone, that's been really the most the best information I've got from this little piece here. Because I'll tell you what, Rick, I'm sure I don't have to tell you, but with these media jobs, I mean, we're all a dime a dozen. That you've been in one place for 25 years, you're like a statistical anomaly in the media business.
Yeah, that's right. But South Carolina is my home. I'm a USC grad, and it's worked out well.
So let me ask you, as far as the fan base is concerned, obviously, you know, a lot of high expectations for this team this year. Do you feel like the fan base is collectively feeling like, you know, this is national championship or bust, or will just getting to the SEC championship suffice?
Maybe for some folks, just getting to the SEC championship game. I take that back. They want to win the SEC championship because they got to the SEC championship in 2010. Most of the talk here is about winning a title, winning a national title even. And, you mentioned the South Carolina fan base, but you've got Clemson ranked number 4 this week in AP poll, South Carolina number 6. Really, the excitement and the anticipation, the state is about to explode. It really is.
Now, with that being the last game of the season, regular season, is the poop talking really raised a new level ever since that game on Saturday night between the two fan bases?
Oh, it has. If you listen to the call-in shows or, just go to the websites, it's going to continue like that all season long. South Carolina fans, they can't believe that Clemson jumped over them in the polls to number 4. And so it's just going to go back and forth all year long. And it's been like that even during the summer.
Were you surprised with that outcome on Saturday night between Clemson and UGA?
No, I am. As a matter of fact, we have a couple of UGA grads here in the newsroom, and I told them back during the summer that I was favoring Clemson. Again, I just had doubts about Georgia's defense, losing so many people and, plugging those holes. And I thought that if with Taj Boyd coming back for his senior year and if Sammy Watkins could regain his freshman form, that it would be mighty tough to beat Clemson there in Death Valley, especially. Clemson got a much-needed shot of confidence when they beat LSU to win the Chick-fil-A Bowl. So they just had all the momentum, and it showed Saturday night.
Did you have any thoughts on Jameis Winston, who looked like almost like a video game character, like 2003 Mike Vick Madden in that game for FSU and against Pitt last night?
Man, wasn't that one of the most impressive freshman debuts you've ever seen by a quarterback or any college player? I mean, that kid was incredible.
It was insane. I feel like this is a name we're going to keep hearing as the weeks go by here in college football, and that it's not a foregone conclusion that the ACC might be Clemson's to lose after what they did on Saturday night.
Yeah, but I tell you, that Florida State-Clemson game is shaping up as a must-see contest if they both continue to play at this level.
Well, Rick, one more thing before I let you go. Prediction for this game on Saturday and a score, if you would, as well.
Okay, I'll just tell you. Last year, I told the Georgia grads in our newsroom that with the crowd at Williams-Brice Stadium, that South Carolina would come out, jump on them early, and just run away with it, and that happened. I don't expect that Saturday down in Athens, but I am expecting the Gamecocks to win by the score of 31-17.
31-17. Wow, that's a big number. Well, Rick, based on a lot of the calls tonight that I've gotten from some very nervous and angry UGA fans, I'm hoping you're wrong, but it's been a pleasure speaking to you, sir. I hope you have 25 more years at WIS. That's fantastic. You've been there that long. But Rick Henry, sports director for WIS-TV in Columbia, South Carolina, previewing the Bulldogs-Gamecocks game coming up on Saturday. Rick, have a good night.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Jim. Have a pleasant night yourself.
You too. Take care.